Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to church this morning. And for those listening in this morning, a very special welcome to you. The Lord be with you. Today, we continue our Bible teaching through the book of Acts, and we're thinking about the ministry of Jesus, continuing through the Acts of the Apostles. And today, we learn that God's desire is for all to hear the gospel, repent, and to believe. And our mission focus for this month of June is on the work of our dear Kim Patterson in serving in South County, Dublin, in Ireland. And you'll see a little envelope at the end of the pews if you wish to support her ministry, particularly this month. And also we'll be praying for Anglicare prison chaplains. This morning as we gather too, the children will be going off to kids' church and learning of the things of God. And so let's pray for them and pray for ourselves before we start today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us together this morning in obedience to your word. This time with your people and with you is special. Take our anxious thoughts and let us know your peace, your presence, and your power. May we listen to your word with expectation, engage in what we pray and say, and worship you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Be with our kids and their kids' church leaders. We thank you for their faithfulness. And for those listening in, Lord, we pray for them as well as they gather at home. And we ask, Lord, that we may grow in our knowledge and love of you and of each other as we seek to be your people in your place under your rule, waiting for the day when, Jesus, you come and you take us to be with yourself. And we ask this in your name. Amen. A sentence of scripture for today is set aside. It's on the front page of your news and notes. Jesus told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Would you turn around to the people next by and just say, "The Lord be with you," and say, "Good morning, welcome to church," and kids will see you a little bit later on and for church there. Actually, don't go just yet, and don't go off to get a cup of tea if you're listening in and come back. We're going to sing our very first song, Worthy of All Praise, which is different to what's in your order of service because Sam can't be with us today. And Sam, we're mindful of you and Stella at home recovering. Let's stand and sing our first hymn.
Sorry. Good morning, and it's wonderful that you can join us today in our service. I hope we can be reminded and reassured today by our passage from Acts of God's promised gift of his Holy Spirit to all of us who believe. My prayer is that we can be seeking the Spirit's guidance in all that we do and say to honour him. So kids, time for you to head out if you wouldn't mind. Enjoy. So as we have that thought in mind about what God has done for us, let's draw near to him in prayer. Seek the Lord. Actually, we'll start off with some Bible verses. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now, the Bible tells us not to hide our sins from God, our Heavenly Father, but to confess them with a repentant and obedient heart, so that we may be forgiven through his boundless goodness and mercy. So let us approach the throne of our gracious God with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, and pray together. Merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the schemes and desires of our own hearts and have broken your holy laws. We have left undone what we ought to have done, and we have done what we ought not to have done. Yet, good Lord, have mercy on us. Restore those who are repentant, according to the promises declared to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant, merciful Father, for his sake, that from now on we may live godly and obedient lives to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God and loving Father, we rejoice that you pardon and forgive those who truly repent and sincerely believe your holy gospel. Grant us true repentance and your Holy Spirit, that we may live godly, righteous, and holy lives, and finally come to your eternal glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And Minette's going to come now and share with us the passage for today.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing us the way of salvation through faith in your Son. Teach us through your word and equip us for every good work, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 41. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one had heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him an oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Minette. Well, please keep your Bibles opened up at that passage there in front of us as we continue through our Bible teaching through Acts of the Apostles. And the sermon series is that we may know the certainty of the things we have been taught. Well, Minette has prayed, and thank you. And so let's listen into God's word now. Well, some people find it very easy to know what present to get another. Do you know someone like that? You know, they know exactly what the other person actually desires, all right? I'm not that kind of person. I find it really hard. I've got to work at wondering what it is that someone would like as a gift, what they really would desire. But some people find it very, very easy to know what present to get another. They know what another desires in a gift. And when that person, when a person receives a gift from people like that, they're not just like being polite when they say, they actually mean it when they say, thank you so much. This is exactly what I wanted. It's exactly what I needed. They're not being polite anyway. When people who know what gifts we desire give to us such a gift, that is what our response is. Thank you. You know what we just wanted. What would you say was God's desire for people? We live in a world that has always been diverse in culture and thought, as it is in many languages that we speak. If we have to choose between one thought over another, what could we be certain of? Mindful of who this book of Acts was written to, what could Theophilus be certain of through the recalling of this event that happened in history? What is he being reminded of to be certain of? And what are we being reminded of as we read it as well, for it's here for us, to be certain of? I wonder if it was for all people to hear the gospel and repent and believe. I wonder if this is what God's desire is. I take it that it is. And that's the reason why this event is recorded in history for us to remember and to know. That God's desire for all people is to hear the gospel, for it to be clearly explained to them, the wonder of God to save people and to bring them into relationship with him, to repent and to believe it. Well, the day we've read about this morning from Acts chapter 2 was a unique day in history, a day long promised by God that had yet to be fulfilled. A day that saw a great unleashing of God's presence and God's power. It was the day when God's promised Holy Spirit was given. The day when those first Christians, with the apostles, those who had witnessed the death and resurrection of our Lord, who saw his ascension into heaven, who believed him to be the Son of God, understood that they were to share now in something wonderful, something powerful, and that is the ongoing work of Christ into all the world through the proclamation of the gospel, that everybody knows that Jesus is Lord, that he is the Messiah, the one whom God has sent to save mankind. The focus is on those words of Acts 1, verse 8. You can look back, you'll remember. This is what Jesus had said to those witnesses, those apostles there. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. He's talking to the apostles. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. God is going to use these men, these apostles, their message of the proclamation of the gospels, first spoken, then written, to reach the ends of the earth, even here in Abbotsford, as well as we read the scriptures to us. This was the day when the church, as we experience it today, began. The day when God revealed his desire was for all people to hear the gospel, to repent and believe it. The day was the Jewish festival of Pentecost. Now, some of us might think that Pentecost is a Christian term. It's something that the church called that day. But no, It was a Jewish festival. It was the last day of a series of festivals which remembered the Exodus. You know the Exodus, the story of God's great rescue of his people out of Egypt, out of being under slavery under Egypt, and to release them and to take them to the promised land that he had promised them. A series of festivals that began with Passover. Remember? It began with Passover and ended with Pentecost. It was a 50-day period in time. Every year, Jews dispersed throughout the nations would travel from the ends of the earth to Jerusalem to remember the day that they were rescued. They give thanks to God, and they heard together God's desire for them in his word, and then they would return back home. It was both a joyous and a sad time. Joyous in that they remembered who they were, now dispersed from the promised land, and they would remember who God is and the people that he had made them to be. They would remember that he was a saving God, a rescuing God, and all that God had done for them. But it was sad too, in that there were still promises of God, scripture, they had yet heard and seen fulfilled. So whilst in Jerusalem, Jews were recalling in this time of 50 days what God had done to save them in the past. The festival of Pentecost, the last of these great festivals before the Jews would return back to go to their homes, was a final gathering together around the temple courts to hear and remember what God spoke through the prophet Moses at Sinai, just before God's people would enter into the promised land. They would remember who their God is. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not bow down to them nor worship them. And to remember what kind of people they were to be as God's people under God's rule in this God-given land that they were to have. This was the Feast of Pentecost. This is what they would remember on that day, the giving of the law, the giving of God's word, the giving on who God is and the wonders that God does for them and did for them. And so as they gathered outside the courts, they would remember these things. And there were the apostles as well. And they too would most probably remembering this as well. And they were thinking amongst themselves most probably, it's no coincidence that God chose the day of Pentecost to pour out the day of Passover to allow his son, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, to die and to rise again. And then 40 days appear to them over many different ways. And now they were waiting for Pentecost, the giving of God's word, the giving of God's law. And so it's no coincidence that God on this day, on the Feast of Pentecost, poured out his spirit on his people. It was no coincidence at all. So Jews had traveled from the ends of the earth to Jerusalem to remember these days. And they're gathered around outside the courts, and all of a sudden there's a rushing wind, and again, it's there a reminder, this is how God spoke in the past in the Old Testament. Remember Elijah and the wind, these two? And there's a sign of fire again, God speaking, the burning bush. It's all Old Testament imageries that we see. And then all of a sudden God enables these apostles to speak in different tongues. It's different languages. Earthly languages, and the people there that are listening to this hear this sound. They hear their own language being spoken. I haven't experienced this, but I know that when us Aussies go overseas somewhere. We may be in the middle of Europe or in the middle of Asia somewhere, and all of a sudden someone comes up to us and says, "You're an Aussie, aren't you? I can hear your accent." Right? Have you had that? Hands up if you had that little experience at all while you've been overseas. This is what it was like. He could hear Galileans with a distinct accent speaking fluently the languages of all the Jews that were there gathered. And they were there gathered to hear the wonder of God, the rescuing of God but of his people, to hear the gospel. They were hearing the wonders of who God is. And it grabs their attention, most of them. And then some are thinking, oh, they're all drunk, right? And then Peter, enabled, like Moses, gets up and speaks to the people. And he speaks and he says, this is what was prophesied through the prophet Joel, that one day God would fulfill his scriptures and that he would pour out his spirit on all people. Why? That they will hear the gospel, that they will hear what God's desire is, to hear how he has sent his son Jesus into the world to take the punishment for our sin, rise from the dead, ascend triumphant, and to come back again one day to judge mankind as to how they have dealt with this gospel, to change the way they think and to believe it. And this is what they were hearing through Peter. And they are moved by it. The reason why this account is here before us, again, is a fulfillment of what Jesus had said back there in Luke 24, verses 46 to 49. I'll read it out to you. This is what is written, Jesus said. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And this is what happened on Pentecost. How? Through the proclamation of the gospel. That is the purpose of the Spirit of God, to help people to hear the good news about Jesus. And that's what's been done in your life and in my life, to hear the gospel. And you have repented and believed, I trust. And those who might be listening in who have yet to hear that. God so loved the world that he sent his son into this world to die for you on that cross, to rise again for your justification. And he will come back again to take you to be with himself. You must repent. You must believe this gospel. For Jesus is Lord, and there is no other God under heaven or earth by which we can be saved. You are witnesses, Jesus went on to say to these apostles. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power on high. It was a great day that day when the church began, and 3,000 were cut to the heart and join that number on that day. It could have been 5,000. It could have been 200. It could have been 2. It could have been, it was 3,000. It doesn't matter the number. People repented and believed the gospel. That is the faithfulness of God in it all. And again, that is why Theophilus was told this story, told of this historical event, that when he heard either Matthias or one of the other apostles or a teaching from the apostles, he can be certain that the gospel that they preached to him was true. And we here in Abbotsford, some 2,022 years at the ends of the earth, all right, their message has come to us in God's word written. You and I can be certain that this is what God's desire is for us, is to hear the gospel, repent and believe. For those who have taught it to us, read it to us, preached from what they saw and witnessed is true for you too. This is a great day. This is a great day, not just for the church, but for the world. God's desire is for all people to hear the gospel, repent, and to believe it. Let me pray. Lord God, as we meet today, we are mindful now this morning on this day that this is your desire, that we, the people of Abbotsford, others, hear, repent and believe the gospel. And as we gather, we're in the midst of your unfolding of your purpose for that. We thank you, Father God, and we do pray that you will bring to us opportunities. And we, as we go and meet amongst our family, friends, will also be mindful too, Father, of this being your desire, that people hear the gospel, repent and believe. To do so in love and to know the certainty of the things that they are hearing and being taught from it. Thank you again, Father God, for reminding us of this day and our purpose for what we are as your people. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we'll have to ponder on that for a while. So let's remind ourselves that as we continue reading through Psalm 119, what some thoughts about our God have been in the past as well. I call with all my heart, answer me, Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. Amen. We're going to move now to our next song. And when we finish this song, I'll get you to remain standing because we'll go straight then into the creed. Okay, would you stand?
Yeah.
together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please take a seat. The Lord be with you.
And also
let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thanks, David.
Before I start in our time of common prayer, I just thought I'd give a little bit of background of Kim Patterson, who Trevor explained we'll be praying for this month. Kim was a student at Sydney Mission and Bible College in Croydon, and in 2019, which was her final year, she partnered with Karen and joined us for some local church experience here. She helped lead a Bible study and was involved in and around the church in other ways as well. So we've been praying and supporting her in her work as she returned to Ireland, and that's why she's a prayer focus for this month. Karen keeps in contact with her, and just so you're aware, she's actually going to be finishing up her ministry that she's been doing at Blackrock Community Church in Dublin in August. So when I pray for her, it will be with this situation in mind, and I just wanted to let you know that in advance, so you'll understand it when I get to that part of the prayers. So let's pray together now in general prayers for the world and for the various matters on our hearts. Saving Lord Jesus, we come before you as your people, so thankful for what you have done for us and what you continue to do for us. We thank you that you have not left us alone, but you have poured out your Holy Spirit within us so that you are always with us. We thank you for the truth we have heard today, that Jesus was raised to life, and the certainty we can have thanks to the witnesses who have shared their testimony with us about this. We thank you that we have confidence that in the same way as the prophets have come, the prophecies have come true about the Messiah coming as a man, that we can be sure that Jesus will return again, and when he does, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this good news, that all who repent and return to you and believe will be saved. Thank you for those of us here who, despite being far off compared to Peter when he spoke 2,000 years ago, have received your promise and your call and now have that saving faith in our lives. Lord God, help us to spread the good news of Jesus now with our family, friends and colleagues, and help many more turn to you in faith. Amen. Let's join together in the collect for the day, which is on the screen. Let us pray that the Spirit will work through us to bring Christ to the world. God, our Father, let the Spirit you sent on your church to begin the teaching of the gospel continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray today for the Ukrainian people and ask for your intervention in this senseless war levied against them by Russia. We pray, O God, for protection and that there would be peace. We pray for restoration and renewed hope. We pray for the families, especially the children, living through the horrors of war and all the upheaval and tribulation it brings. We pray for the entire world community, including the leaders in our own country. Give them wisdom and ingenuity to respond in ways that ends this war and moves us all to a world where your peace abides. Hear the cries of your people, O God. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Amen. Sovereign and mighty Lord, we know that the governing authorities we live under are established by your hand and remain in power thanks to your good provision. It is wonderful living in a society where we have peaceful and democratically elected officials who work for our common good. This month we're praying for our local government and the City of Canada Bay Council. Lord God, we thank you for this level of our government that does so much to make the local area work practically, from the garbage collection to maintaining good social order and overseeing planning and development activity. We pray for Mayor Angelo Syrixis and other councillors that they will positively perform their function to serve the people they represent and that they will avoid factionalism and conflicts of interest. Thank you for equipping them to do this work, and we ask that you will uphold them in this purpose. Thank you for the wider staff and team at Canada Bay Council and for all they do for us. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the fellowship we had in 2019 with Kim Patterson and for the work she has been doing at Blackrock Community Church in Dublin and the media work she has also been doing. Thank you for Kim's confidence in you, her patience in working with people, and her skills in communication. We ask that you will be guiding her and helping her to be using her gifts and talents in the service of those around her and to be building your kingdom. Please keep equipping her to be able to do every good thing that you have prepared in advance for her to do. We ask that as she looks for what to turn to next, you will give her clear guidance and open a door to where you want her to be and what she can do to serve you. Lord God, we thank you that you care for each of us and that you watch over us, and we ask for your special mercy and kindness for Kim at this time in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bring before you everyone who you have called to minister to those in prison. May their presence and words be welcomed and received by those who may feel they are beyond forgiveness, who have lost all hope of changing and feel abandoned by the world. Grant to prison chaplains the grace to safely walk alongside them and their families in the long journey of separation and hopeful return to society through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for this parish. We ask that you will be with us as a congregation so that we may conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. Help us to stand firm together and to be striving together as one. Help us to be united so that we will value each other and look to each other's interests. Heavenly Father, we also have people who have special needs at this time. We bring before you Lynn and Graham Clark, Jean Steele, Kay Woodcock, Max Schweitzer, Jennifer O'Neill, and Brian Cave. Lord, please give them peace and comfort and the confidence to trust in you for their needs. Heavenly Father, we turn to you, trusting that in your mercy, you will uphold and provide for them at this time. Amen. Lord, our Father, we bring all these matters and others on our hearts to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And let's join together in these responsive prayers. Be exalted, Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nation under your care and guide us in justice and truth. Let your way be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Send out your light and truth, that we may tell of your saving works. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for we put our trust in you. Amen.
I was thinking of asking how many people actually open up the news and notes and have a read through of all the news and items that are in there. I'm one of those, I don't know, anal retentives maybe. I read it from cover to cover and then probably forget half of what I've read anyway. But at least it's there as a reference. I hope you do take it home and look at it again and consider the things that are coming up in our church, because all these things that we do are for us and for the people that we sit alongside. But it's also important that we keep them in our prayers, because it's important that the events that we have nourish the souls of the people that come into contact with us in whatever way. So we do have a few things in there this week. I'm not going to itemise them all, but I think tomorrow night is an important one. We have our parish prayer meeting from 7 p.m. in the church foyer, and if you're a person who's never attended one of those, it's a very relaxed affair, and it's absolutely enriching when you sit and listen to the way other people pray and the things that are on their hearts. It's not essential that you come along so that you can speak up. If you're a shy sort of person and not a brave prayer out loud in a group, you can come along anyway and just listen. But your spirit and your soul will be included in those prayers with those people. And I think that's something that you could do as well, rather than just consider, I've got to come along and speak in front of others. So give that some thought. I'll let you read the others. At the end of our service today, we will have Fiona and Tony at the front of the church. If anyone's needing prayer, they're here to pray with you and for you. So please make use of that. We have some comfy chairs at the front for you. Rosemary and Trevor are going to be away for a couple of weeks. We're losing them. They'll be away from the 13th to the 19th of June, a couple of weeks away. So we'll pray that they'll have a lovely, safe and restful time away. The intensity of working full-time, I remember well. The thought of what it was like never leaves you, and you're so glad when you have a holiday. So I pray that that is going to be a lovely time for them. There were some people who attended that's right, I'll remind you. The City of Tears is a women's conference from Equip. There's a sign-up sheet at the back table if you're at all interested, ladies. You can have a look at that one. And thank you for regularly supporting us through the offertory, the boxes at the back there, and the envelopes at the end of your pews for the monthly mission focus. And Friday night we had a get-together for some women who listened to Jessica come and speak to us, and we had a lovely night. We had some lovely food. We've got some great cooks in this church, and thank you again. And it was a very amazing sort of story to hear about Jessica's background and where she started and how God moved in her from the beginning of her life. She actually left us a lovely gift. It's a tablecloth from Thailand, so it's an absolute Thai gift. So we're very lucky to have received that, and we appreciate it. We will have another song. I hope you keep in your prayers each week that the children at Kids Church, we don't always hear from them at the end because it's not always appropriate, but just keep in your prayers that they are being enriched and nourished by all that they're learning, and that they'll stay strong in the faith. Yes, okay, please stand and join in our last song for today, Before the Throne.
Jesus, there is love, whoever lives in
Old Testament in Genesis, we learn that God created the world, but he made it with all our needs in mind. In Psalm 8, verses 3 to 4, there was something I heard many years ago, and I was revisiting it just this last week. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? And the rest of the Bible goes on to show just how much he cares. Today we're reminded again in Acts 2 of all the fulfillment of promises through Jesus. So keeping this in mind, I will pray for us as we leave today. Lord Jesus Christ, send us out with confidence in your word to tell the world of your saving acts and bring glory to your name. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen.